I have a painting I'd like to describe. Would the children come up and help me? Children, come up, come up. Yep, yep. Oh, sorry, you're too old, Dave and Debbie. Come on up, and the first ones can get the rug. Come on up, and sit down. Here is a beautiful painting by an artist hundreds of years ago. His name was Raphael. And it's actually a painting in two parts. There's a lower part and an upper part. Come on up. We've got a big crowd, a much bigger crowd than last night. And you can sit down. You can sit down. Yes, you can bring your kitty with you. Okay, how exciting. This bottom part is another gospel. We'll talk about that some other time. This bottom part is this boy who's very sick. He was having seizures. I had some seizures in the past. They are very troublesome. But we're going to talk about the top half of this painting. What I'd like you to do is tell me what you see, and what you think, and what you feel. See, think, and feel. First of all, what do you see in this top half? You see
Jesus,
and there's another couple of guys up here. Kind of seems like they're floating in the air. And then we see three men on the ground, and we see two over here. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? You were listening to the gospel, weren't you? This is the gospel, the transfiguration. Wow. Jesus, and this is Moses with the Ten Commandments. This is Elijah with the scripture. And this is Peter in the middle, and brothers James and John, the apostles. They are watching this. Wow. And how about what do you feel? What do you feel about this? For example, what were these apostles, disciples feeling? They look pretty scared, don't they? They look afraid. Maybe you're feeling, with Jesus floating up in the air, maybe awe or wonder. Maybe you're feeling, what might else you be feeling? Maybe you're feeling hope in Christ. Jesus is giving us a glimpse of heaven. This is what it's going to look like when we're in heaven. Pretty amazing, isn't it? The transfiguration. So, let me talk more about that. Thank you, children. You can go back. And Theo, can you help me? If you can hold this way up in the air and walk all the way around to show people that. All the way around. Thanks. And Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Jesus was showing the three apostles a view of heaven and showing us a glimpse of the afterlife, a foreshadowing of eternal life. Pope Francis, in his World Youth Day homily this morning, talked about this light to the youth of Portugal and all over the world. We too need light, a burst of light that is hope to face so much darkness that assails us in life. That light is Jesus, because he is the light that does not go out, the light that shines even in the night. It is Jesus that enlightens our eyes, enlightens our hearts, enlightens our minds, enlightens our desire to do something in life, always with the light of the Lord. Pope Francis continues, we become luminous. We shine. When welcoming Jesus, we learn to love like him, to love like Jesus, that makes us luminous, that leads us to do works of love. In the scriptures, in the painting, We learn that Moses represents the law of the Old Testament, for example, the Ten Commandments. Elijah represents the prophets of the Old Testament, for example, the foreshadowing of the Messiah to come. Earlier in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, Peter made his profession of faith to the Lord. You are the Messiah, the Son of God, the living God. And then shortly after that, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Thus the Old Testament is a witness to Jesus' saving mission to rescue us from the captivity of our sins. And he did this by his cross and resurrection. Jesus was giving us great hope in the future, a great desire for heaven, a profound striving to respond to this saving faith. Especially for his apostles and disciples, after hearing this telling of his death, they were probably frightened and nervous, but he gave them a glimpse of heaven to reassure them. Response. What is our response? Jesus created us in love, yet we are captured by our sin. Jesus saved us by his death and resurrection. What is our response to this rescue by the Lord? I want to focus on just two examples, service and prayer. First, service. Jesus calls us to serve and not be served. Pope Francis emphasized service on this World Youth Day in Portugal. His theme for World Youth Day, Mary arose and went with haste. Mary arose and went with haste, from Luke chapter 1. When he was asked why he chose this scripture, he said, because as soon as Mary knew she was going to be the mother of God, she didn't stay there taking a selfie or showing off. Doesn't that sound just like Pope Francis? Mary didn't take a selfie or show off. What did she do? The first thing she did was to set off on a journey, a long and dangerous journey, to quickly to help her cousin, Elizabeth, who is with child. How is the Lord asking me? How is the Lord asking you to serve our families, our parish, our schools, our communities? Service. And prayer. Jesus calls us to pray as he prayed to his Heavenly Father many times recorded in Scripture. During these years of the Eucharistic revival, we pray in adoration before the real presence of Jesus. This is my body. This is my blood, he said. We had a beautiful holy hour Friday night with the seminarians. The little chapel was full to overflowing all the way out in the space there. Thanks be to God. We receive Jesus in Holy Communion as we take to heart Jesus' own words. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. John chapter 6. 2 days ago, last Friday, August 4th, was the feast of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, a great time to have our seminarians with us. St. John Vianney wrote often about the Blessed Sacrament. He taught, ah, the sweet and full comfort are the moments spent before the Blessed Sacrament. Are you in any trouble? Come and kneel at his feet. Do people speak badly about you? Come to him, and you will find a good friend who will never fail you. This has been a great gift to me in my life. May we be transfigured, transformed by Holy Communion, as St. John Vianney taught. When we go to communion, we experience an extraordinary feeling of comfort which seems to envelop us entirely. What is this but our Lord communicating himself to every part of our being and making us thrill with joy. We are obliged to exclaim, like St. John the Apostle, "It is the Lord." Let us close our eyes and rest in gratitude after Holy Communion today. Thank you, dear Jesus, for your transfiguration. May we be transformed into your image as we serve and as we pray. Thank you for creating us and rescuing us. Let us be nourished by your Eucharist. We love you, dear Lord.